Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. We're going to focus on the local scene here for a moment. We have a big three-on-three soccer tournament, which has become a tradition in the Castle Country, popping up this Friday and Saturday. This segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's where local lending, local people, and local decisions come together. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union bringing you this edition of the Coach's Corner. And joining us right now over the phone, we have Emory High School soccer coach Troy Winter. Coach, it's great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. I'm glad to be here. Excited to talk about some things.
Well, Coach, I think it's a perfect place to start would be mentioning the All-State recognition, as three players from the Spartans this past year have been given All-State nods. And this is a very important aspect, I think, to recognize some of that individual play. And it was not a surprise. I know to a lot of people that you guys had three representatives. It's a great time to recognize those kids, to say the least.
You know, I absolutely, I agree 100%. You know, they put a lot of hard work in and, you know, a lot of effort throughout the year and stuff. And so, you know, that All-State recognition, you know, does mean something to them. It is important to them, you know, and stuff as well, too. And it's important to our program, you know, for kids to something to work towards and, you know, get some kudos for, you know, all the hard work they put in.
Especially in a year where you guys did experience some ups and downs. Rhett Winter, he grabs a second team All-State selection. I think a lot of people would have made the argument that Rhett absolutely could have been a first team All-Stater. And then you look at the honorable mentions with Carson and Landon Wagner. Carson Childs, Landon Wagner, both could have been second team All-Staters. I think that that many people would be able to argue that, Coach, and you'd have a fair argument in each way.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, Rhett and, you know, was pivotal in the middle for us, you know, controlling the tempo of the game and stuff. Carson was, you know, on task with scoring and doing what he needed to do as far as a scorer and, you know, leader of the team and stuff. And Landon, done a really good job, you know, in the center defender spot. He moved, you know, from a wing defensive spot to a center defender and actually done a really good job. So, yeah, I agree. They could have bumped up one notch, you know, all three of them, and deserve that recognition. You know, I'm obviously proud of the recognition they got, but I feel like, as you know, as a coach and, you know, a sports fan, you know, they deserve just a little bit bigger nod than they got personally.
I think when you talk to the kids, Coach, they always like to play coy. You know, yeah, it's cool. It's not a big deal, though. I think it is a big deal, and I think when you move forward, you look at the younger classifications that you have coming up. How important is it for those younger kids, the juniors, the sophomores, the freshmen, that see, you know, three kids on this team, even though it was a struggle of a season at times? You guys go 4-11, but these three kids were recognized for their individual play. Does that play a factor for those younger kids coming up?
You know, I think so. I think it does, because it gives them something to shoot for, you know, and stuff. It's always motivational, you know, to say, you know, this player got, you know, an All-State nomination. Oh, I want that as well, too. I want that recognition and stuff. And so it gives them something to shoot towards, you know, our juniors and seniors, you know, coming up, you know, that'll be their goal, you know. And I always have them, you know, individual accolades or individual goals, you know, that they want to accomplish throughout the year, you know, and stuff. And like you said, you know, most of them play coy. It's like, you know, no big deal. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. But it does. It does. It means something. And, you know, especially to these, you know, three senior boys who have put in a lot of hard work, a lot of years, and they've actually done a really good job. They're instrumental on the team. They're good leaders on the team, you know, and they're good soccer players on top of that. So, but...
Again, joining us right now, we have Emory soccer coach Troy Winter. Coach, outside of the All-State nods, I know the summer is going to be very, very busy for soccer in general. You guys do a terrific job of really leading up this Ethan Winter Memorial Tournament that we have going down this weekend. That's a great place to start before we jump into the next three-on-three that you guys will have next month. This is coming back this weekend, and it's something that's kind of become a tradition.
It has been. It's been a really fun tradition for us and stuff as well, too. We've been able to... you know, do this for, you know, several years now, get the kids together to, you know, honor, you know, our oldest boy, Ethan, and to be able to play some fun soccer and stuff as well, too.
Over the course of this specific competition, Coach, what's been the most, well, I'm going to say the most rewarding aspect of it, but in the same sense, the most fun. And those may be two completely different things, because to me, competition is fun. And you guys have competition over 2 days. And I know Ethan would have absolutely have loved that, right? The competition aspect of it. But there's also got to be a sense of something that's rewarding in your mind to continue to bring this back and back each year.
You know, the competition absolutely is a lot of fun, but I think it's to get the community together, the soccer community, and the things that they do and the things that we get to accomplish as being able to have fun and being able to, you know, do the things that we love, you know, and soccer is something that a lot of these players love to do. And it gives us the opportunity to just really enjoy, you know, have fun, have a good time. The soccer community here in Carbon-Emery County has been awesome. You know, this tournament has actually grown over the years. We got people coming from, you know, Sevier County and San Pete County, from Uinta County, from Vernal, you know, so it's become a fun tradition for everybody. But just being able to get out and have a good time, you know, in memory and in honor of, you know, somebody who loved the game of soccer and stuff, gives us the opportunity to, you know, support, you know, future soccer players and stuff with scholarships and everything. So it's a pretty awesome, you know, opportunity, I feel.
So Friday, things are going to be off and rolling, Coach. And I know a lot of what you guys want to do, kind of dividing up the participants into their age groups, it all matters by the amount of participation that you guys have. So what does it look like on Friday and Saturday, at least from a spectator standpoint? And I bring that up because 3-on-3 soccer, it's fun to watch.
It absolutely is. It is a lot of fun to watch. So we'll get started between 6 and 7 Friday night. We'll go into the evening under the lights, which will be super awesome. And then we kind of brought that back from a couple years ago. There's a lot of kids and stuff that like to play under the lights and feel that's rewarding and a fun opportunity. Plus, it's a little bit cooler as well, too. So we'll get started between 6 and 7 and, you know, probably end around 10 on Friday, and then get started, you know, 9 o'clock on Saturday and go until all the games are done. And that usually lasts until, you know, 2 or 3 when we start having championship games. And, you know, this year we've got a good selection of teams. We've actually branched out, and the last 2 years have done adult teams. So that's been a lot of fun, having some of our past competitors, past soccer players from both Carbon and Emery County come out and play. And it's been a lot of fun doing that as well, too. So we're looking forward to an enjoyable 2 days.
Important to mention that this is all for the Ethan Winter Memorial Scholarship as well, and that's an important aspect, Coach, that we haven't mentioned yet.
Yes, correct. Yep. So we give out 4 scholarships total. We give 2 scholarships in Emery County and 2 scholarships in Carbon County, $500 scholarships to a boy or a girl, boy and girl from each program, and then that $500 goes to whatever schooling or education means they – you know, they go on to.
Again, that's going down this weekend. Deadline has passed, right, to register. Now we're just talking about being spectators.
Yeah, pretty much the deadline's passed. We always have a little bit of, heartstrings. And, you know, so if there is somebody out there listening that, you know, maybe, you know, thought about getting a team, you know, we can squeeze you in. We're working on schedules today. So today would definitely be the last day for sure. But, yes, deadline's passed, and, you know, but we just love to get everybody out to participate. And, you know, we got awesome support with, you know, Emery High, you know, with the board members, you know, with our administration, you know, Steven and Jake and they've been great, you know, to work with and stuff like that, and allow us to use such an awesome facility, you know, and stuff. So we're looking forward to it.
Coach, there is also another tournament that you guys are going to put on. So if you're not involved in this one this weekend, or the time just didn't work out for you, you have another one coming up on July 13th.
Correct. And this is going to be it's going to be a 3-on-3 fundraiser tournament. It's going to be for Chad Cowdell, who is the Carbon High boys soccer coach, who's just having a little medical bout with some cancer going on in his body. And we felt it fitting that we'd be able to put on a tournament for him and, you know, raise some funds and raise some awareness and get our community out to support him and, you know, this great opportunity. 3v3 soccer is a lot of fun. Chad is a soccer advocate, and he loves the game as well, too. And so he was very very happy to have this tournament, take place and stuff. It's, you know, Save the Coach, you know, 3v3 tournament, and there's going to be some flyers out there, and if you have any, you know, desire to play, then you can reach out to us, reach out to anybody over there in the Carbon County area as well, too.
I know that, you know, Coach, when we talk about coming together for fundraisers or a cause, I mean, I just don't believe there's a better place to be than the Castle Country area, talking Carbon and Emery counties. Then you add the competition aspect to it. These are so much fun, and the support that the community gives, it's outstanding.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. That's what you know, means a ton to us. You know, we've had tons of support throughout our years here in Emory County and Carbon County and stuff through soccer. The soccer family is truly amazing, and all the things that they do and all the things that they're part of, and they buy in and they love us as coaches, they love us as players, and it's a lot of fun. And this is going to be an awesome cause. It's going to be a great day. I think it's super important for everybody to realize that, you know, when somebody's going through, you know, a little bit of a hard time or struggle in their life, that the more support they get in that sure helps that fight that they're going through, you know. And that's exactly the message that we're wanting to send out, you know, is he's not fighting alone, or his family's not fighting alone. Everybody in our community, Carbon and Emory County, is fighting with him.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, if there's any questions or if someone is seeking out some more information for either the Ethan Winter Memorial Tournament this weekend or the Coach Chad Cadell Tournament coming up on July 13th, what's the best way to go about finding that information?
That information is on Facebook and stuff a little bit, but if you need, you can actually just, if you don't mind putting my phone number out there, they can actually give me a call and I can lead them in the right direction or give a link. And that phone number is 435-609-9618, and we can lead them in the right direction and get them signed up.
Coach, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to join us. This weekend should definitely be fun. Looking forward to July 13th as well. Congratulations again on having 3 All-Staters. Always a great accomplishment. And I know we'll talk again real soon, Coach. I definitely appreciate the time.
Absolutely, Jordan. I love it, and I really, really appreciate it, too. Thank you very much for all that you do for us.
That's Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team talking a bit about the All-State and a couple of 3-on-3 soccer tournaments that are up and coming. Great to get Coach Winter on the show. Again, that segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It was a sad day yesterday. We said goodbye to a legend, Willie Mays, and we're going to talk about his career, life, and legacy when we return. It's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.